From the Adelaide Crows, assistant coach Scott Camporelli joins us. Scott, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Scott. Let's get to the big story of the night. In your eyes, what made the difference between the Western Bulldogs and Adelaide?
Oh, well, there's probably a couple of things, Roots. Really, I think, you know, we didn't get it done at centre bounce. That hurt us in terms of field position and gave them what they wanted. You know, still some fundamental areas, once again, we've got to continue to work on. But, yeah, no massive stuff. Just got to keep chipping away at it.
What about the umpiring issue, Scott? Is it to the point whereby when you've looked at it, reflected on the game there, is an issue to put before the AFL?
Look, it is frustrating, no doubt about that. But, you know, we'll discuss it, review it. We haven't had a chance to have a really good look at the game. And obviously there was a discrepancy last night, but it is what it is. And if we need to take it forward, we will.
How does that unfold? You've been there for some time at Adelaide. How does Adelaide approach dealing AFL and the AFL umpiring department?
Oh, well, I think it's just an open conversation, Rich. We'll have a look at the vision and we'll cut out if there is anything and we'll have some dialogue between them and us.
Do you know one umpire paid 17-1 the Bulldogs' way?
I did notice that, yeah. But, you know, once again, I mean, he might be right in all of those occasions. We'll have to have a look at it and see how that breaks down.
Scott, what do you think of Adelaide's tackling?
Look, I think we've improved. You know, I think, you know, we got it, you know, done last night in terms of the raw number. But can we be better in terms of trying to lock the opposition in, particularly around a contest? I think we can continue to get better.
Do you think at times it's sloppy to the point of putting yourself at risk of free kicks?
Look, we really want our guys to have, you know, crack in, Rich. So that can be a byproduct of that as well. So we want to make sure we press the opposition, particularly with the way we set up. We want dirty ball. Mm. So we want to make sure that the opposition kick the ball. Now, as I said, the byproduct of that is there's going to be opportunities to give away a free kick. So, I mean, the numbers are far way outweigh where we want to be, absolutely. But, you know, we think it's more endeavour. Can we get better with more technique stuff? Yes, we can.
Scott, we've all admired Adelaide in the counterpunch footy or the slingshot, but so much of that game was played in the Western Bulldogs forward half. The number is something, it's actually quite frightening when you read its percentage of time spent in forward half for each side. Where did it break down for Adelaide with the ability to clear out of defence?
Yeah, well, as I said, it really stemmed from CB last night. So minus 13 or 14, that part of the ground, that gives them, you know, automatically 13 inside 50. So, and the way the Dogs play, they lock you in. Very difficult to get your ball movement going, where if we get field position and it's a transition game, that's obviously one of our strengths. So not sure we got in a lot of transition last night. We were still really efficient when we went forward, having said that. So that's a positive. But once again, we've got to keep trying to tidy up. You know, 67, 68 inside 50s is probably not where we want to be.
So what's your first feel as to why you couldn't command the middle then?
Well, once again, I need to have a really good look at it, Roach, but some of it was contest stuff, some of it's body work, fundamental, and, you know, probably Sam didn't get his hand on it as well. So all those three things in one game, normally you get one out of those three. If you cop all three in a game, that's what you get.
How reassuring is it that you can have minimal entries to your forward 50 but maximum return?
Oh, it is. It's really positive. I mean, to be that efficient going forward, and obviously JJ had a night out kicking 8 goals, but we think we've got a forward line that can put every opposition defence under pressure. We can get it in there, but, you know, we're not going to win games of footy with only 37 inside 50s.
No.
And we can't always rely on, you know, our counter-attack from our back half to score.
Does Tex need a spell?
Here's the question.
No, I thought he was a lot better last night. If you look really closely at the game, he was back jumping at the ball. I think he got his hands on maybe at least 7 or 8 times, but just couldn't finish the job. So I thought he was a lot better with his intensity last night. Probably should have kicked a couple more, but once again, limited supply. Him and Eddie were probably the two, and Gov, three, were the ones that probably didn't quite get the supply, I guess, going forward, where, you know, Lynch and Jenkins were able to hit the scoreboard for us.
So it's a quick turnaround, which sometimes can be an advantage when you've had a loss. You can just get on with business. What's the big focus from here, Scott, for the game against Geelong at Adelaide Oval on Friday night?
Well, it's a short week, Rude, so we'll review it as coaches and see if there's any real trends that we need to identify. But we've got to move on really quickly. Geelong are in really good form. Watched the game yesterday as coaches, and you know we're going to have our hands full on Friday night if we don't come with the right intensity and attitude this weekend.
Just to go back to the umpiring issue, because of the frustration among the Adelaide supporter base, have you ever found one of those phone calls to AFL House has been worth the effort?
it's a good question. I think what it does, it gives you maybe a little bit of peace of mind as to what you saw. You still got an idea of how the game should be played and umpired. That's probably about it. But, you know, can you change the decision? No, you can't. You know, you live and die by it. And hopefully we can get some clarification. That's probably is the outcome more than anything.
When you talk about clarification, what happens when you take that back to the players? Do they raise their eyebrows with you as well, or...?
Occasionally, look, we don't always take it back to the players because we don't need to worry about, you know, the umpires is out of our control. So we've got a lot more things to worry about than just umpiring decisions and, you know, we'll move on.
Tommy Lynch said the text message banter between him and Danger's already started. You were close to Patrick. Scott, are you allowed to do that as an assistant?
Oh, well, I don't see why not. It's fair game, isn't it? Yeah,
so. Absolutely.
Yeah, but look, as I said, once again, we've got more to worry about than just Dangerfield. So obviously Selwood's in good form, Hawkins is playing well, Motlop, you know, so they're in really good touch. So we'll look at it holistically, not just about Patrick Dangerfield.
Well, good luck with the phone call, Scott.
Send him a cheeky text, though. Hey, Scott, before you go, too, by the way, as you know, I'm sure you listen to the show, Rooch never lets me mention Carlton, but congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Yourself and Neil Hannah and Serge, I mean, legends of our club, the great Ian Robertson as well, so well done.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, it was a great honour. Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Scott.
Thanks.
And good luck with that phone call this
good
week.
Luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys.